Hi, welcome to the Hurricane Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And Sherry Kane will not be with us during this hour, but yours truly will take it, and greatly appreciate the fact that we come to you daily on LNM Network and that we've got a wonderful show. Every day we deal with the world's worst news and the world's best news. And frankly, the world's best news is not getting out enough. And there's too much of the bad news. But yet, if we don't know what's going on in the world, it's kind of like we're blind to what the risks are. So we cover on the Hurricane Hour the world's worst news and the world's best news. Sherry typically is with us, and she's got a challenge today. We've got, as I mentioned last week, we've got some litigation matters that are happening, and it requires some due diligence in administration. So she's off to the courts this afternoon, and so I'll be handling the show, yours truly, by myself. I'm going to also open up the telephone lines for anyone to call in and wishes to participate, ask me any questions. That would be a nice change, because I think a lot of people have some serious health questions and concerns, and I'm a huge advocate for natural medicine, low-cost, low-risk ways to help you and your family and your friends stay healthy and recover quickly, and that is hard to find these days, and in markets that are increasingly being restricted, our access to everything from vitamins and minerals and herbs to some wonderful, powerful botanicals that are being forced off the market by the restrictions, what's called Codex Alimentarius. It's a German corporation sponsored, and it's Rothschild, Rockefeller endorsed manipulation and imposition on us no longer being able to freely access these wonderful medicinals through natural consumer markets, you know, through health food stores or what have you. So at any rate, we could talk about those, and frankly, the serious concern I have is also continuing to get access, you know, to these products. We have health companies online. HealthyWorldStore.com is a sponsor for this program and helps to also sponsor through the HealthyWorldAffiliates.com program, the LNM Network. And so we're very thankful to these sponsors, and we're constantly trying to help the sponsors out. These are corporations that we help to administer, and that we find it's increasingly challenging to be able to continue to supply some of the most wonderful and most powerful healing remedies that we've been able to, by the grace of God, secure for the past almost 15 years. It's becoming more and more difficult to do that, and that's a sad and sick reality that we've got to face. And looking at what are the things that we can do, given the restrictions and given the challenges and given the biologicals and given the intoxications, the chemtrail sprayings, for example, the pollutions in the water and the air and the foods even. What are those simple remedies and recommendations that we could use to help boost our natural immunity? And so anyway, we're happy to talk about that today. I'm going to give you the toll-free number to call, and that is 866.
No,
I'm sorry. It's 347-969-1012. That's 347 for guest call-in. 989-1012 is the guest call-in number, and it'll be yours truly exclusively today as Sherry makes her way out to the courts. Okay, I'm going to take a break for a second to just see Sherry out the door here and listen to our latest commercial, our new commercial on Liquid Dentist. Be right back.
Is there proof of God's existence in our government's records? Author Jose Collazo brings his years of research into this stunning question to light in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More. Touching on little-known government projects such as the Remote Viewers Program and Active RRL Research Program, Collazo has uncovered some amazing discoveries through his research and use of the Freedom of Information Act. From uncovered information on the Ark of the Covenant to connections between natural disasters and nuclear testing, experience this revealing look into our government's obscure and hidden work. discover how new and experimental technologies may change our world forever, and uncover monumental proof and answers to mankind's greatest questions in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and more.
Late Night in the Midlands is an alternative media that covers the truth, theory, and facts that the mainstream media won't talk about. We cover everything from the known and the unknown, the normal and the paranormal, the government lies and the government ties, and even their thrives. We tell what's coming, what's going, whether it be politics or archaeologists. We have an amazing fan base, and our shows are all archived to be heard millions of times more. So tell your friends, your family, and anybody you care about LateNightInTheMidlands.com. Become a member and be informed. Hello, this is Michael Vera for CureShop.com with products endorsed by Dr. Leonard Horowitz, including Liquid Dentist, a one-stop defense system for not only your mouth, but your whole body. This unprecedented product aggressively attacks the critters that cause oral diseases using concentrated microfine silver plus oxygen and minerals to help reverse tooth decay and gum diseases, helping repair your teeth and gums naturally. Then, by swallowing this amazing and good-tasting tooth and gum saver, you actually get a natural, nutritional immunization against more than 1,000 strains of oral bacteria and viruses when you swallow. Liquid Dentist is awesome for boosting natural immunity. Imagine your teeth feeling hygienist clean and super smooth for up to 3 days after each use. Swish with it 3 minutes or more after brushing and flossing. Gargle to freshen and protect your throat, and then swallow Liquid Dentist. Wow, what a great idea. It's all natural, healing, and protective. Dr. Horowitz developed Liquid Dentist based on emerging science from England showing a 20-second exposure to medical-grade ozone kills germs deep within decay, even down to the nerve. Then highly concentrated mineral mouth rinsing can remineralize your teeth and harden them even harder than they were originally. This way, teeth can be saved and not drilled away or lost due to decay or tooth fracture. Plus, Liquid Dentist kills periodontal germs and leaves your breath fresh and teeth feeling professionally clean for days. Go to liquiddentist.net to learn more, or go to CureShop.com. That's CureShop.com. CureShoppe.com to order your supply of Liquid Dentist today, or call toll-free 1-888-621-7611. That's 1-888-621-7611. Again, 1-888-621-7611. Call now to save your smile.
Well, welcome back to the Hurricane Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, and I'm sitting in exclusively alone here today for Sherry Kane, who we usually do it together. We do this program called the Hurricane Hour together. And Sherry's basically indisposed. She's got a lot of court filings to do. We're actually filing, and let me give you an update. Actually, before I do that, let me just thank the rest of our sponsors. The CureShop.com, by the way, you just heard that for the first time. It's the first time we actually have aired that commercial that Michael Vara has done. And if you want to support the L&M Network and Michael Vara, we appreciate that greatly. We really need your support to continue this broadcasting effort. You can go to HealthyWorldAffiliates.com/forward4948 and join us in partnership with Healthy World Affiliates. It's a way to distribute these products, make a very reasonable amount of money by sharing the blessings with others. The commissions are very good, and that also you're actually giving out, you're sending out the best products available. As I mentioned, the challenge of continuing to receive what we need to continue these products is getting more challenging every day. And so the one product that comes to mind immediately is a Flammonia Factor formula product that has been increasingly hard for us to get from the manufacturer. So that is one product that this morning went on restriction that we're actually not even able to supply that product. We do rely on OxySilver heavily. But then again, we have for the last decade basically relied on, actually a little bit more than that, on a Flammonia Factor, which involves the very hard to come by lamiaceum root extract and the devil's club. We can still get those, but not in the formulations. And we've got to actually now get back to the drawing board to figure out how we're going to put these things together for we the people. Also, more difficult to get are some of the botanicals, such as the rose hips, even the Amelencia, what's called Amelencia alnifolia, and the serviceberry bush from the Northwest is now being increasingly difficult to get. And you wouldn't think that, but it really is. It's a very common tree, but there are rarely suppliers who provide those things, where science has actually shown that you can really whack flu viruses by these natural components. So we're constantly seeking those and administering these blessings through the different companies, and want to thank thecureshop.com for taking on our products, and I endorse those products, and that's a new website also, a new company that's sponsoring the Hurricane Hour and L&M Network. It's called The Cure Shop, Cure, SHOPPE.com. So thanks for helping sustain us in that way. So, you know, we're looking at the various aspects of health and healing and the challenges that we have to continue the collaborations even and the product supplies. And it really comes down to a suppression of the fundamental knowledge about how to stay healthy that I've been talking about frequently on this program. The concept that your body chemistry is the most important factor in determining your health and longevity is basically how acidified are you? How much acid versus how much base do you have? It's kind of like the yin-yang in the electromagnetic world of healing, is the positive versus negative charges in your bloodstream to dictate literally what grows there. And you can stop bacteria and viruses, fungus, yeast, infections. You can actually suppress, reduce, and remedy the inflammatory conditions. Because, you know, when you have inflammation, such as in a joint with arthritis, or whether it's an infectious inflammation of your skin, you see it turns red, it gets hot, and it hurts. And those are signs and symptoms of there being acid being produced in that area. And so acid burns, and the burning pain that you feel is the fundamental problem. It's the underlying problem. The condition and the label that the doctors put on the condition really is secondary to the more powerful fact, is that electrochemically, energetically, that is positive and negative acid-base charges, that's again electromagnetism, it's just like a magnet, it points north. Why does a magnet point north? It points north because that's the direction that the electrons are flowing in the electromagnetic field of the planet. And so, again, when you consider how important that is, and you consider that your bloodstream is also modulated by positive and negative charges, and the amount of electrons available, which is the source of energy, the source of power, the source of sustenance. You know, the most amazing revelation and scientific fact is that when you look out at the world, or at you, if you look at yourself in a mirror, what you're actually seeing is electrons. You're not seeing the larger atomic particles. You're not seeing the neutrons. You're not seeing the protons, which are much, much larger than the tiny electrons. And the electrons are kind of like really strange. They're not quite physical, and they're not quite spiritual, or they're not quite energetic alone. They have tendencies of being both physical as well as spiritual or energetic. You can't see energy like a radio signal. You can't see it, but it's there. And it has an impact. And it has actually intelligence. It carries intelligence. Well, that's the same thing that electrons do. they carry intelligence. And one of the most amazing revelations that we've got now is in the book of 528. You can go to thecureshop.com. Again, it's a new supporter and sponsor for this show. Cureshop.com has the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, as one of the products therein. And I highly recommend it. It's a beautiful hardcover book. It's over 500 pages. And it deals with one of the most magnificent revelations is that love, pure love, love being the universal healer, the most powerful healing force in all of nature. And that driving force that is coupled with faith in productive prayer. If you really want to produce miracles, of course, in the realm of divine human communion, in the religious world or in the spiritual world, or even in the New Age world, or in the world of faith, where you understand the power of faith, which asserts there is a relationship between you and God, and that you have the capacity to tune into that clear channel broadcast of love from the Creator's heart that is the most sustaining, uplifting, and healing energy in the universe. And so that electron energized with love is really what the whole botanical world is celebrating and why grass is green. And so that's one of the revelations in the book of 528, the Prosperity Key of Love. Key is a musical note. And the promise in the Bible and for the faithful is that prosperity, not only shall the meek, the loving, inherit the earth, but that prosperity is available and shall come in all ways, not simply financial. Yes, financial is important, as we've been talking about your support for the Healthy World group, the NewCureShop.com, the L&M Network, all of the groups and organizations and companies that support the L&M Network and the Hurricane Hour, that the greatest revelation is that we could administer the understandings and products that resonate with the most powerful frequency of healing in the universe. And so that's what it is that we're doing. And if you read the book of 528, you'll be very, very blessed. And you won't really look at things the same way ever again. You know, you look at yourself as a miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibrations coming out of water. Yep, you heard me right, water. Part of the triune God. Back in Genesis 1:1, you realize that when first mention of God is made, so is the first mention of water. The water was there when God was there, and in fact, in the next verse, Genesis 1:2, it's that Holy Spirit power, the electrons of pure love and intelligence, of divine intelligence, of God's intelligence, of intelligent design, that was then resonating in the water and divided the water from the water. And that then that created what the Bible called the dome or the firmament that is akin to the quantum field in the world of physics. So you've got now the energy of love, of healing, of sustaining and uplifting, spiritually administered, the Holy Spirit of the Creator entering into the water and actually doing a subatomic miracle, dividing the atoms, dividing the molecules of the water and resonating the space in between the atoms and the molecules in the water into that quantum field, the sound of love. 528, most prominently, because it's the heart of everything. It's the heart of the rainbow. It's that greenish-yellow color. That's 528 nanometers. It's the heart of the sunshine. It's the heart of the electrons that are beaming from the sun striking the chlorophyll, which is healing. And that's why when you see the cattle, when they get sick, or dogs or cats, they go off and they chew grass. Because it's that healing resonant energy in the electrons. It's not simply the nutrients. It's not simply chlorophyll itself as a nutrient. No, no, no. It's actually the resonant energy in the chlorophyll, in that greenish yellow color, that delivers the most uplifting, sustaining, and healing energy in the universe. So that's what we're taking in. Now, if you understand what I've just said, if you understand that as a result of the electrons sourcing from God's heart, because God is not simply addressing the botanical world with love. God is not simply creating and administering love through the sun, striking chlorophyll that delivers the electrons of love into the oxygen that we breathe. That is the primary function of chlorophyll, to receive those electrons and then convert carbon dioxide pollution, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel air pollution, environmental destruction and degradation. But to alleviate that and remedy that miraculously, that's what chlorophyll does. It issues forth the electrons in the oxygen, the breath of life. The ha in Hawaii's aloha. That is the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh in Hebrew, the sound and the name of the Creator, Yehovah, the Ha in Yehovah. And in fact, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh means, literally translated from Hebrew to English, to breathe is to exist. And the Bible says that the life is carried in the blood. So that's the electron of love that's output by chlorophyll that we breathe. And up until recently, where now we have canned oxygen, bottled oxygen, and oxygenation therapy enterprises, and we have oxygen bars, we used to be able to get it for free. Now it's becoming more and more restricted. Increasingly so. In fact, the global industrialists that have created the pollution and the destruction of the oxygen levels, in fact, it's gone down from 36% to about 18% over the millennia, courtesy primarily of the petrochemical pharmaceutical destruction, the cartels' annihilation of what is free, healing, and uplifting naturally. So you can see the whole concept of Codex Elementarius, regulations and administration, where I began this program by sharing with you the fact that we're increasingly finding it difficult to obtain the world's finest, increasingly scarce botanicals and nutritionals and supplements and vitamins, minerals, all sorts of natural healing components increasingly being restricted. We're broadcasting from Hawaii, and here in this state, you would not believe it, but you know, a lot of people in Hawaii still have what's called catchment, that we receive some of the most purest rainwater on the face of the planet, and it goes into your rain gutter, and it goes down to a catchment tank, and then it goes through, if you've got a good system, it goes through a couple filters, and it goes through an ultraviolet light unit, an ultraviolet light frequency, resonant energy, purifies the water completely, kills viruses, kills the pathogenic bacteria. And so you now send it into the house, and you can shower with it, of course, you can shave with it, of course, and you can drink it. And that's what we have in Hawaii. But you know what? The legislative, actually organized crime has advanced, taking that free right away. regulating even catchment. You're not allowed under laws to catch the water from the sky, bottle it, and then sell it. Can't do that. It's restricted. And again, it's an antitrust violation when you realize that the cartels themselves are regulating the legislators, the corporations' influence through what, for example, what the ALEC program and Bill Moyers' expose that was done on ALEC, the legislative lobby on behalf of the global industrialists that have been engaging state legislatures and modifying their bills, modifying state laws to make it more and more difficult. For example, if you've been injured by a drug, to sue the drug company. Can't do that. They have indemnified the drug industrialists. The legislatures have indemnified the devil doers against liability through these organizations such as ALEC. And so you have attacks on all fronts. Not only are you restricted from gaining natural, low-cost, low-risk cures, but you're now forced to take increasingly highly intoxicating drugs, chemicals, vaccinations, and then you have no recourse virtually whatsoever when you're injured. Now, if that's not a complete scam, if that is not a gross violation of America's freedoms, fundamentally, life, liberty, pursuits of happiness, First Amendment to the Constitution, along with this program's freedom of the press, most important of all, constitutional rights, right before your eyes, are being grossly violated by a criminal organization, organized crime, racketeering activities that are advancing under the guise of public health. Of course, national security, where AIDS is stated to be a national security risk, or these new flus that are being loosed from the laboratories are claimed to be national security risks because it would impose challenges to the economy and to productive society. And so the Central Intelligence Agency is called in, and actually on the books, on the records, it is the Central Intelligence Agency's primary operation overseeing the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases. That's right. CIA operates overseeing our health care agencies, CDC, Centers for Disease Creation, likewise. So ultimately, we've got a Gestapo for the Illuminati, for the global industrialists that are dictating what it is that we're able to obtain in our stores and distribute and even use. And that's an outrageous fraud and crime right before your eyes that is blatant. And yet you don't hear too many people squawking about it. Well, at any rate, we're just coming up for another break. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. This is the Hurricane Hour. I'm sitting in exclusively today, broadcasting from Hawaii on behalf of Sherry Kane and myself. Typically, we do this program together. And I want to thank Michael Vara. If you haven't heard, we've got a new intro to the show coming up in the next couple of days. Michael Vara has been kind enough to create a new intro for the Hurricane Hour that I think you'll appreciate. We listened to it this morning for the first time, and we really appreciated Michael's fine efforts. So if you want to support this network and you want to support the Hurricane Hour, then the best way to do that is to be a customer of our sponsors. And the Cure Shop, that's CUReShoppe.com, is a new sponsor, and we greatly appreciate the fact that they're taking on of pretty much most of my products, all of my products that I've been endorsing, and that these products are available on CureShop.com. And I want to also thank you folks for joining us as partners in HealthyWorldAffiliates.com/forward4948. And that will bring you to Michael Vara's wonderful co-sponsorship and the affiliate program, and then you'll be able to administer these blessings wherever we're still able to get, and we're going to continue to try our best to not only come up against the beast and basically expose the beast for what it is and what it's doing, but also to continue to tell the good news and try our best to continue to supply the best products on the planet for our health as well as our return to health, rapid healing. So I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for listening to us. I'll give you a call-in number if you have any questions or comments. It's 347-989-1012. That's 347-989-1012. And we're just going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Is there proof of God's existence in our government's records? Author Jose Collazo brings his years of research into this stunning question to light in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More. Touching on little-known government projects such as the Remote Viewers Program and Active Auroral Research Program, Collazo has uncovered some amazing discoveries through his research and use of the Freedom of Information Act. From uncovered information on the Ark of the Covenant to connections between natural disasters and nuclear testing, experience this revealing look into our government's obscure and hidden work. Discover how new and experimental technologies may change our world forever and uncover monumental proof and answers to mankind's greatest questions in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More.
Late Night in the Midlands is an alternative media that covers the truth, theory, and fact that the mainstream media won't talk about. We cover everything from the known and the unknown, the normal and the paranormal, the government lies and the government ties, and even their thrives. We tell what's coming, what's going, whether it be politics or archaeologists. We have an amazing fan base, and our shows are all archived to be heard millions of times more. So tell your friends, your family, and anybody you care about LateNightInTheMidlands.com. Become a member and be informed. Hello, this is Michael Vera for CureShop.com with products endorsed by Dr. Leonard Horowitz, including Liquid Dentist, a one-stop defense system for not only your mouth, but your whole body. This unprecedented product aggressively attacks the critters that cause oral diseases using concentrated microfine silver plus oxygen and minerals to help reverse tooth decay and gum diseases, helping repair your teeth and gums naturally. Then, by swallowing this amazing and good-tasting tooth and gum saver, you actually get a natural, nutritional immunization against more than 1,000 strains of oral bacteria and viruses when you swallow. Liquid Dentist is awesome for boosting natural immunity. Imagine your teeth feeling hygienist clean and super smooth for up to 3 days after each use. Swish with it 3 minutes or more after brushing and flossing. Gargle to freshen and protect your throat, and then swallow Liquid Dentist. Wow, what a great idea. It's all natural, healing, and protective. Dr. Horowitz developed Liquid Dentist based on emerging science from England showing a 20-second exposure to medical-grade ozone kills germs deep within decay, even down to the nerve. Then highly concentrated mineral mouth rinsing can remineralize your teeth and harden them even harder than they were originally. This way, teeth can be saved and not drilled away or lost due to decay or tooth fracture. Plus, Liquid Dentist kills periodontal germs and leaves your breath fresh and teeth feeling professionally clean for days. Go to liquiddentist.net to learn more, or go to CureShop.com. That's CureShop.com. CureShoppe.com to order your supply of Liquid Dentist today, or call toll-free 1-888-621-7611. That's 1-888-621-7611. Again, 1-888-621-7611. Call now to save your smile.
Well, welcome back to the Hurricane Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, sitting in for Sherry Kane and Dr. Len. We typically do a combined show daily on LNM Network. We begin at noontime in Hawaii. We're broadcasting from Honolulu today. And, you know, it's interesting. We're in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And the very interesting news of the day, I mean, really, if you were here in Honolulu, for example, for the last several years like we've been, we've witnessed an extraordinary change in the numbers of tourists from the mainland. We call it the Madland. The mainland U.S., we call the Madland. And the tourists that come, you know, largely white Anglo-Saxon Americans coming to enjoy the beauty of paradise in the Pacific Ocean, has substantially been reduced. And the numbers are obvious that there has been a huge influx of tourists from the Pacific Rim nations. And what's interesting as an observer and intelligence analyst and commentator, looking at some of the most dramatic and challenging issues in the world, the economy, looking at why it is that Americans can no longer afford necessarily to come to Hawaii, whereas people in Asia are flocking here more and spending more than ever. In fact, if you walk down the main street in Honolulu, it's obvious who the customers of the wealthiest stores are. In fact, right now, you know, it's about 85 degrees out, beautiful sunny day in Waikiki, and you walk down all the stores on the main drag, and you realize that they have in the windows mannequins dressed in winter clothing specifically for the Japanese and the Chinese markets. Now, I bring that up because what's in the news today is very interesting because, first of all, in the Bible, it talks about how in the end times, in the book of Revelation, it talks about how in the end times, where you have wars and rumors of wars and weather changes and earth changes, and you have great plagues that strike, and there's a lot of people that believe we're in the end times. You know, we're coming up on an interesting date. Nobody knows what's going to happen when the Mayan calendar ends in a few weeks. And there's been solar flares predicted by scientific community to cause tremendous destruction. And some people are even predicting nuclear winter. So all of this question is also interesting when it comes to the prophecy in the Bible about in the end times, the great dragon, military might from the east shall come to devour the last bastion of freedom in the West. Of course, the United States Constitution, America, is that last bastion of serious freedom when it comes to the basic theology, spirituality, and righteousness of the United States Constitution and our forefathers that crafted it. So the reality is that today in the news, when I see that Japan is now for the first time being heralded as increasingly a military profile power, the headline news in New York Times reads cautiously, Japan raises military profile as China rises. Now, frankly, if you've listened to Hurricane Hour over the last several months, I haven't. Also, we do a program on Tuesday night on bbsradio.com called The Inside Hour. And in the past, I've talked about the horrible tragedy of the destruction and of the nuclear power plants in the wake of the tsunami in Japan, and that it was almost predictable that something was going to happen in Japan, because if you go back to that time in history, you had the economy of Japan skyrocketing. The value of the yen was dramatically increasing against the drop of the euro and the drop of the dollar. And it occurred to any reasonably intelligent person that the powers that be, the global industrialists, would not allow Japan to expand its economic power more than what you would I guess, consider reasonable in the landscape of the global economy. And so the tragedy that occurred and devastated the Japanese economy predated today's news that talks about suddenly now America's ally, Japan, is becoming increasingly a military threat against China. And so this article states, quote, after years of watching its international influence eroded by a slow motion economic decline, pacifist Japan is trying to raise its profile in a new way, offering military aid for the first time in decades and displaying its own armed forces in an effort to build regional alliances and shore up other countries' defenses to counter a rising China. Already this year, Japan crossed a little noted threshold by providing its first military aid abroad since the end of World War II, approving a $2 million package for its military engineers to train troops in Cambodia and East Timor in disaster relief and skills like road building. Well, that's fine, you know, road building and disaster relief is one thing. But now, it says, goes on to say, Japanese warships have not only conducted joint exercises with a growing number of military forces in the Pacific and Asia, they have also begun making regular port visits to countries long fearful of a resurgence of Japan's military. So anyway, folks, that's an interesting news item today. I think it's didn't take first place in the New York Times. There's issues in the Middle East that are still being highlighted there, especially in Egypt. But I think that this plays a bigger picture in what's to take place in America and what's already felt economically with a transition to the Pacific Rim of our wealth, our corporations, our workforces, our investments, as well as I can see the results of in the middle class of simply middle class folks just can't afford to take that trip to Hawaii any longer. And I think that the demographics of that in Hawaii certainly prove that out. Interesting concept, an interesting suggestion for your further study. So we've got about 20 minutes left, and if you'd like to call in and have a question for yours truly or a health concern that we could discuss, I'm sure your health concerns also concern many other people, so please feel free to offer your questions, and you'll be serving not just yourself, you'll be serving others as well. The guest call-in line is 347-989-1012. That's 347-989-1012. And I'm here to serve you. Now, the matter of looking at this whole concept of media, I want to talk about one of the projects on my desk right now is we're still reeling from the, I believe, murder of my good friend, Dr. Fred Bell, on actually shortly after the Jesse Ventura True TV conspiracy theory program on energy weapons that Dr. Bell was the America's leading expert in, looking at these matters now of media manipulation. And even it occurs to me that why would the New York Times, for example, today issue this propaganda? If it's in the New York Times and it's headline news, you can guarantee it's propaganda. So what is the reason for the propaganda? Well, it's the same old. It's to increase fear. Fear is the main manipulative factor to control societies and burgeon industries. It's really there, like the military economy here is burgeoned by this news headline today, so that your military industrialists and your contractors with Japan, and even those who are betting to short China, or actually invest in China, because if America is gearing up with Japan to create war against China and its allies, then guess who's going to win? Wall Street. The profiteers on Wall Street that have already invested and actually control the mainstream media. So the New York Times, I think, is one of the, certainly one of the controlled main institutions. And, you know, I look at the New York Times versus the Washington Post for a little bit more of a liberal bent than Washington Post, which is CIA definitive. It's like propaganda central for Central Intelligence Agency. You can get by going to the Wall Street Journal. You can get right from there Rupert Murdoch's Central Intelligence Agency slant on economic matters. And you can go to World and National News at Washington Post, and you can get virtually a CIA rundown of what your daily news is. And likewise, Los Angeles Times, I think, is no better. And in fact, here in Honolulu, you know, we've got somebody that makes use of the Associated Press routinely and has thus far censored some very, very important, locally documented, in fact, materially evidenced travesties of justice and actually global cartel matters involving the Central Intelligence Agency with a local attorney named Paul J. Sulla Jr., who we're embattled in court with currently, and that's where Sherry has gone to deliver some documents today. But the concept of the propaganda, what is the reason for this being news headline? Again, you've got to think about who's pulling the strings, not only in the media, but in the political arena. You've got to consider the fact that geopolitics in the New World Order, geopolitics and economics with globalization, this is now understanding why the headline news in New York Times deals with what's happening in Japan with the military. And so this is, if I were to prophesy, if I were to predict what will happen, I'm not sure I would advance necessarily the concept of a horrible thermonuclear war with China. I don't think that that's going to happen. I think that the way the trend has been to have more, I guess, limited wars, have smaller economic catastrophes, such as what we witnessed with the Frank storm on the East Coast, which we believe was a man-made. Again, the name itself that was promoted by the media tells you right away. Look up Frankenstein in Wikipedia, for example, which is another mouthpiece of the Central Intelligence Agency. You know, it's actually laughable if you're intelligent and you have enough information and know the connections between Wikipedia and the Wikipedia Foundation and the Central Intelligence Agency and the global industrialists that persuade you to believe whatever you believe and can change definitions of words and routinely do and define things and give you a whole, not just dictionary, but encyclopedia of what truth in the world is supposed to be. Well, that's Wikipedia, and I find it interesting that earlier today, when I just went on it to get the CIA's bent on a matter, I saw that they're asking for donations from you, from we the people. They're asking us to donate because of the great service that they're providing. Well, gee whiz, why don't they just go to the CIA and NQTEL? The Central Intelligence Agency has a for-profit, money-making investment group called NQTEL. And these people bet on the secret knowledge that they have, that they've secreted in their black operations on behalf of global industrialists. And, you know, interesting, in the last 48 hours, also the name Bill Colby, William Colby, previous CIA director under Richard Nixon, how this was a man who actually had a little bit of integrity still left. And when he was investigated by the Frank Church Congressional Investigative Group to try to look at the ways in which the Central Intelligence Agency and the FBI were violating constitutional freedoms and rights of Americans, of we the people, not simply surveillance, but actually assassinations, such as what I believe they did to my good friend, Dr. Fred Bell, and that was outrageously promoted in the conspiracy theory television program, a complete exploitation of Dr. Bell's murder. In my opinion, it was a murder. And that, I think, it deserves a criminal investigation, but it's not unusual because this is exactly what it is that we're looking at. We're looking at the use of the media to control the public's perspectives on various subjects to advance an economic, profitable agenda for those inside traitors, if you will. The inside traitors, traitors that violate our freedom and our Constitution. And again, you know, it's kind of like I feel that you don't want to mess with Mother Nature. You don't want to mess with the United States Constitution. And I think that those parties that do either have karma, and it's judgment day. And I believe that programs such as this and your support out there to further advance this knowledge, this information that is freeing and sustaining and ultimately uplifting to restore that which has been stolen from us. Increasingly, our rights and our freedoms, our freedom of access, for example, as I mentioned, to access vitamins and minerals and herbs and botanicals and the things that God gives us in nature, such as water and air, increasingly being restricted. In fact, you know, Wall Street actually has a new name for these natural resources. They call it now natural capital. Natural capital. So water is natural capital. Air is natural capital. Trees are natural capital. And that view, again, is completely outrageously demonic when you realize that you've been given these things freely, forever giving. For giving is the way that the Creator administers reality. But yet we've got these global industrialists that are in charge of legislative manipulations, creating statutes that violate the Constitution, and creating policies that conduct war and intoxication under the guise of national security. And you realize we've got a major problem. It's a crisis problem. It has got to change. It can't get too much worse unless they're literally going to be coming for us at gunpoint and marshaling us into the concentration camps. And that really is also a great probability. It's a high probability, given that they've already outfitted these types of facilities. They've directed a lot of effort into the policies that would enable them to administer the marshaling law that would enable them to marshal we the people into virtual gas chambers. So that this is what it is that we're looking at. And it really doesn't matter whether they're, you know, the old IG Farben in Auschwitz administering the gas, or they're administering here in, let's say, a military base closed and converted into a concentration camp, vaccinations created by the same pharmaceutical cartel that brought you IG Farben, the Bayer hoax. Today, of course, it's expanded to American Healthcare Products and Smith Klein Beecham and Merck Pharmaceutical Company and Pasteur Merlot. You're dealing with the same cartel, essentially. That's when we had decartelization back at the end of World War II, that was associated with the Nuremberg trials and the breaking up of the cartel that was the partnership between Rockefeller Standard Oil Company and the Bayer Aspirin Corporation and BASF, the chemical company that makes the tapes, the audio cassettes that are hard to find today because of the digital world. But the other companies, Hoax Corporation, did you know, for example, that there is a birth control pill? Of course, there's too many people on the planet. And militarily, you get rid of those people most profitably by having wars or limited, horrible, quote, natural catastrophes, end quote, such as the hurricane. Look at the scam of the American Red Double Cross. It's been out in the news now. A number of people have made comments, including officials in New York State, stating definitively that the billions of dollars going to help the poor people in Staten Island and elsewhere in the tri-state area, devastated by the storm, has not come. The money has been withheld. Well, that's the same old. There's nothing new about that. And the fact is that the Rockefeller Foundation created, actually it was the Rockefeller Brothers that created the Blood Council in New York that gave rise to the New York Blood Bank, that gave rise to the American Red Double Cross. And that the company that, interestingly, the Rockefellers also heavily invested in was this organization called the Population Council that called for population reduction dramatically, just like Bill Gates and Ted Turner tell you we've got to get rid of about 6 out of 7 billion people on the planet. And we've got to invest in ways that reduce populations, and that the hoax corporation that owned the patent on RU486, the morning after birth control pill, that had challenges with people who objected, particularly in the Christian right, objecting to unnatural birth control, whereby the propaganda was challenged by the company, Hoax Corporation. They ended up actually giving the drug away. They gave it away to the Population Council. And the Population Council, it's kind of like a Rockefeller entity, Hoax Corporation, gives it to a Rockefeller entity, the foundation and the organization called Population Council, that then sells it very profitably and very effectively to dozens of other companies globally. So this drug, RU486, and of course that's a little play on, are you for 86ing life? Are you for trashing life? Are you for getting rid of life chemically? Then you're for RU486. And they gave that now to the Population Council. So this is, again, one of the little things. I mean, when you start to piece all these little pieces of the puzzle together and you start to be an intelligence analyst and a whistleblower in the pharmaceutical industry, this is the kind of stuff you go, whoa, look at this. Whoa, I can't believe that. Oh, man, can you imagine they're getting away with beyond murder? This is genocide. Strictly defined as the mass killing of people for profit, politics, and ideology, the ideology that we've got to continue to pollute chemically the environment instead of giving people free energy and the technologies that can sustain us without the risks. Ultimately, they're controlling those things too. Now, we the people have got to come forward, and in fact, it's your requirement under the Constitution, First Amendment, freedom of the press. It's my duty as somebody in the independent press, and it's your duty as an American. Just like you have a duty to vote, you have a duty to serve on juries, and you have a duty to spread the truth as part of the free press, because you're not getting it through the mainstream media. That means that never before in the history of America has it been more important to advance yourself as an independent journalist. Write letters to your newspapers. Contact your talk show hosts. Let them know what the truth is. And then you'll be doing your fair share of carrying this very important burden of telling the truth. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us on the Hurricane. We'll be back with Sherry Kane tomorrow on the L&M Network. God bless. Have a great evening on the East Coast and a wonderful day in Hawaii. Bye for now.